Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Third Pick Podcast, episode 17. Before we get started, I just want to thank everybody who listened to the last episode, man. We crossed like 1,000 plays in like, nigga, it was like 5 days, bro. So shout out to y'all for listening, man. Shout out to everybody listening to all Barber's Chair Network things. We averaging like 15, 16,000 plays a week now with all our shows. So shout out to y'all. Yeah, man, it's officially basketball season. And, you know, if you want to follow me at Barber's Chair Scott, hold on, Twitter and Instagram. You can follow Mariano. I'll let you do your intro.
Yeah. You know, I'm out here and shit, man. You know, everybody, y'all know the voice. Y'all know the headline, you know. And like Scott said, man, shout out to everybody that's listening, you know, to the pods and all that, man. It's, you know, anything that they drop, you know, is fire anyway. You know what I mean? So definitely shout out to everybody tuning in and shit, man. But yeah, follow me on Twitter, at Mariano, two N's, two O's. I probably told you out that last night, man. She asked me for something I can't remember. You know, hit me on Instagram at Mariano Bivens. Yeah, we out here, man. We out here.
Definitely, man. I'm officially in basketball and football mode because yes, my baseball team went out like some bitches last night. But you know, we'll discuss that on my shows later this week. We're gonna discuss of all course. That shit. I see all y'all niggas in my mentions. All you Cuff fans in my mentions. I just want to say this before we go on. Look, you can get your little laughs out today. It's fine. I did the same thing when y'all was winning. But guess what? When you wake up tomorrow morning, you niggas still stink. You niggas, y'all got rid of Chris Bryant. Y'all done got rid of all them niggas who won y'all that
nigga
World
Series. Nigga went LeBron on them real quick.
All y'all niggas, when y'all wake up in the morning, you got to realize that you got Nick Magical as your starting second baseman. So just accept that reality. We going to be back. I don't know about y'all niggas. But anyway, let's get into basketball. Let's get into
Let's do it.
We are three games into season. I mean, to preseason. We only got one more left this Sunday, and actually this Friday. And who they play? I would guess that the starters probably aren't going to play.
Yeah, probably. I would be surprised if they.
We play Memphis. Okay. Yeah, Memphis is in Chicago. They're probably not going to play. It's the last game.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, man, because look, this is the thing, man. I don't put too much into preseason with a lot of sports. I think basketball more than anything, preseason is kind of like getting your feet wet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And making sure you know how your offense looks, things you have to tinker with, and things of that nature. You know, football, a lot of niggas don't even play their starters, you know, they don't really play their starters.
Right.
Baseball, spring training, we don't even get to see those games unless you're actually there. So you don't take nothing from that any fucking way. But basketball, it's not a lot of games. It's literally like couple days before the season start. So he's really just getting the figure out of
just getting some runs in, getting used to running up and down the court and shit, you know.
And I must say, and I'm gonna say like Stephen A. Smith, I'm not trying to react, but I'm gonna overreact anyway. What I saw in these three preseason games blew my mind. Now, granted, these are against bad teams, Cleveland twice, the Pelicans without Zion, without B.I., I get all that. But it's not even about the – it was just how the offense was looking. You know what I'm saying? It was just looking beautiful. The effort on defense is something I haven't seen. It was a big question mark with this team is how they were going to look defensively. And it just was like a beautiful thing to see to me because I didn't expect the offense to look that clean out the
game. Yeah, nah, for
real. You know
what
I'm saying? They looked like they had been playing for years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you watch the Nets game they played a couple days ago, there was some chemistry between Harden and KD because not only has he had a full season basically with the Nets, them niggas played for years together in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It felt like DeMar, Lonzo, Caruso, Zach,
especially
all
Lonzo,
been playing together.
Especially Lonzo. Like it's, and I say especially Lonzo because he's a true pass first point guard, which means like he has to know tendencies and kind of know like what, even like what hand that guy's like catching it in because they, you know, for certain situations, whatever. And he just seemed to always make the right pass at the right time to the right person, no matter who it was. You know what I'm saying? They look very in sync. They look very, like, happy. And I haven't seen a Bulls team look happy to, like, be on the court like that in a very long time. You know what I mean? Like, since the Bench Mob days.
I mean,
like, these guys
look
happy.
Look at Zach LaVine. Like, see, somebody had – I remember the video of when I think it was Boylan pulled Zach out. In some game, and he was sitting on the bench.
He was on the bench, like, what the fuck?
He literally said to himself, why?
Yeah.
Like, I had 40 shit. Or something, whatever the fuck he said. Now, this nigga, they smiling, they laughing. I ain't never seen Zach post this many bullshit in 1 week on his Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So you can just
dead ass. He really, you could tell that he's even hype. Like, I can finally rep this shit. He like us.
Yeah, and it's like, I think, I just enjoyed watching it, man. It just looked like, it gave me you know, a lot of hope to thinking maybe this team could be even better than I think they could be. And I think the number one thing was everybody was like, how is Zach and DeMar going to mesh? Which I thought was a crazy criticism because scorers. They're not the same.
It's way different.
Not like you got Bradley Beal and Zach LaVine, which to me, they're kind of more in the same mold than DeMar and Zach are. So that's why I really love to see instances. Lonzo. Lonzo's probably the most impressive. And then watching Caruso. Now, I've seen a lot of Caruso. Obviously, living in L.A., I've watched a lot of Laker games since I've been here. So I wasn't shocked. Like, I saw a lot of Bulls fans. Like,
yeah, that's just him doing what he does.
Yeah, a lot of Bulls fans. Like, I didn't know Caruso. I'm like, that's the reason why Laker fans was mad that they didn't bring him back. Like, Caruso is a good fucking guy. I mean, LeBron loves Caruso. LeBron even commented on his IG, yo, I need a signed Bulls jersey for you to put in my man cave or whatever. Like, you know, so all the that Caruso is a guy who's perfect off your bench. You know what I'm saying? He can dunk the ball. He's got great pass. I mean, that lob he threw to Zach in that first preseason game. Oh my God. Shout out to Stacey King. Already got the name. Shot Slammer Jammer.
Man, listen. Very hard. Yeah. Shout out to Stacey King, man. Of course. But yeah, this preseason, like you said, it's not to be taken too seriously, too crazy. But the one thing I will say is shout out to Billy Donovan, because I think that he has his adjustments and his rotations like down pat. And I think that's the one thing you pay attention to in preseason is how the coaches look. You know what I mean? Like, what are the coaches seeing? How are they responding? Obviously, the first game was a complete rout. You know what I mean? Yeah. We ended up winning that by 35, 36 points. You know, but then to play a close game after that, right? To play a close game and then still get that win, I thought was big because these are new guys for the most part, a lot of young guys. And we're trying to establish culture. And it's like, yeah, it's just preseason, which is the same reason why they could have given up and just been like, yeah, it's just preseason. We're just coming off a big win. It is what it is. So I thought that went a long way. You know what I mean? That's something that stood out to me because Bulls teams in the past have got complacent a lot. You know, and again, it's just preseason. But
we're gonna keep saying that multiple times.
Just preseason. Just preseason. I've heard this shit enough over the past week, so I might as well. But yeah, I like it. I like the way they look. I like the way that the guys, you can tell the guys know that this is Zach's team. It's like, yeah, this is the guy with the keys to the franchise. We're here to help. We're here to do our job, play our roles, and we're here to help. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was beautiful to see the chemistry that they have already, which means that these niggas might actually like each other.
Right. And I think that's when you look at preseason, like I said, it's on the preseason. When you look at preseason, I'm looking for chemistry. I'm looking, how does the offense look? How does the defense look? And most importantly, what are the rotations going to look like? And even another reason why we can't take too much of this, we're missing two big keys on our team, Patrick Williams and Kobe White. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what made me more excited because I was watching the bench. And one thing I love what Billy said he's going to stagger minutes to where there's at least one or two starters on the floor at all times. And those are luxuries you have when you have three all-stars, which is the Bulls haven't had three all-stars. Whoa, they didn't even have three all-stars during the Jordan years. If we could keep, it was only Scottie and Mike making
all-stars. Yeah, let's keep it a buck, niggas like to remember that team as like 90 all-stars.
Rodman didn't make the all-star team.
Yeah.
Rodman didn't make the all-star. Horace Grant didn't make the all-star team until after Mike left. B.J. Armstrong didn't make the all-star team after he left. During the D-Rose era, it was just D-Rose and Joe Kim or D-Rose and Luol or Paul Powell and Jimmy. So this first time we got three all-stars.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And a potential fourth. I think Lonzo, that's like we said on all this episode, I think he's going to be an all-star. So to see, to stagger those guys, when you're going to have Kobe White, which I think Kobe is going to be prepared for a great season because we only need him to do what
the pressure is off of him now.
And just score. Yep. Just score all you got to do. And it makes me Patrick Williams, and we're going to get into the great news about his injury recovery in a minute.
Hell yes.
But Patrick Williams is the X factor here. And let me explain why he's the X factor. I picked this team as a fifth seed. I think you said fourth, right? It was a fourth or fifth that you picked them?
Yeah, fourth or fifth. I'm not mad at fifth.
Fourth and fifth. If he has a massive leap, which is possible, then we're talking top three. Like, that's how talented.
No, absolutely. And the league knows that. Yes. Everybody knows that.
No, everybody knows that. And the talent that this kid has, he has the talent to be the best player on the team. And I know it's just, summer league, but when you have your team, we have players from the year before in summer league, you want to see them play like men against boys because they've been that in league experience. And that's what he did. Exactly, they pulled him after like what, three games? All right, we've seen enough. You know, timeout. So I just to see like the different rotations, and you can kind of see what Billy's plan of attack is going to be. You're going to see it's going to be a lot of running up and down the court. It's going to be a lot of athletic. We have the real young and athletic.
It's a fast.
Remember
fast
what Garpack said? We want to get younger and athletic. This is the real young and athletic.
Well, we finally did it.
Finally got it. And this is going to be a light show, brother. The dunks we've seen already. Derrick Jones.
Oh, my God, man.
I mean, Caruso. I mean,
this nigga DeMar caught one off the humble. Off the, like, he didn't even want to dunk it. He just jumped up and was like, man, fuck it, I'm up here.
Yeah,
off the hump, like it's too easy, and it felt like one of those things where it was like, it's too easy, like this, like running at the rat right now. He caught that dunk, and it was just, you know, again, it's only preseason, but
only preseason.
These guys look, like you said, they look great, man. And I think that Bulls fans, upon hearing the news of all these new signings, that's exactly what we wanted to see. We want to see some excitement because we were all excited to watch them play, and I think they were just as excited to play together to finally get out there and like, you know.
Here's a question for you. What what excited you the most about what you saw over these last three games?
Man, honestly, it's the way that we have an actual direction on offense, and Zach doesn't have to, you know, call the play, run the play, set his own pick, get the rebound, and do like it's. It looks like a competent basketball team, and that's something that I can watch. Like, I'm just excited, and so I would probably say like Lonzo having Zoe. It's bro, like, you know, hate to use the cliche, but like, it's a fucking breath of fresh air, bro. Like, you can really sit back and look and say, man, we got a point guard, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Not to cut you off, you know what's even more remarkable about Alonzo? The nigga's 23.
The nigga's right, exactly, bro.
The nigga's 23. And it's like, man, it's kind of like we were gifted a 23-year-old point. Ain't like they 28, didn't want, 29.
They didn't want him. This nigga. That's crazy. Like, that still blows my mind to this day. So I think that, I think that us, it's a total package, like, right, where the excitement starts is getting him at first because he has been a target of ours, and we're not used to landing targets that we have on our radar. So getting him and then, like, watching him play and, you know, he's out there hitting shots. His jump shot looks a lot better, and, you know what I mean? He started to improve that, you know, over the, you know, recently. But I just like the way that the show is being ran right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, what about you? Like, what you looking at that you really looking at? Yeah, this is it.
What excites me more than anything is the defensive effort. That's what excites me. And it's maybe just because I'm a fucking Bears fan and all I just really fucking love defense. Like, that's all I fucking know. But I think that was the number one problem with this team. We knew that this team could put up points.
Absolutely.
We knew that it was the team that could put up points. But the defensive effort, I'm not saying it's going to be an elite defensive team. I'm not saying that. Even though I do think last year, defensively, a lot of people didn't really watch the Bulls, which I
understand. Oh, yeah, for sure, terrible. Why would they?
Nigga, I barely watched. I didn't watch that much Bulls, nigga. I think I tapped out at like 40 games.
Yeah.
But this is still a team that was ranked 12 defensively. You know what I'm saying? So there was stuff there. Now you've got players here who have the tools to play defense, just the effort. Every shot was being contested. You know what I'm saying? There was no easy looks there. And that's what I love more than anything. And not only was it defense, we know that Lonzo and Caruso play ball. But the defensive effort I've seen from Zach and from Vooch, you know what I'm saying? Which those guys, we can say, like,
That comes with giving a fuck, bro.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You look around teammates and you say, these are the guys that I can go out here and, like, play hard.
I mean, even on Vooch, we talk about all this talent that Zach has had. I mean, even though the Magic have made the playoffs last couple of years, this is the best team that Vooch has ever been on.
Yeah,
it's
no,
not even
easily.
Fucking close. You know what I'm saying?
Easily.
So what excites me more than anything is the defensive effort. I know if the defensive effort is there, if we can be a top 15 defensive team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's how we made our, you know, for as much talk and much hype as we had, like, during the Rose era where he, you know, won MVP and all that, we made our mark defensively always. You know, we won those 60-plus games playing defense, bro. It wasn't just, like, go score 130 points. Like, nah.
Right.
We're going to stop you from scoring for a fucking quarter. You know what I'm saying? So if we can be at least decent, right? Like you said, top 15, if we can be on a top half of that, I'm good. I'm cool because I know that offense is going to be high power. They're focused. These niggas is shooting, bro. Like, really. They shooting, they driving, they cutting. Nobody's, you know, there's no, like, nobody being stagnant. Nobody just standing around waiting for something to happen because we actually have, like, a real maestro running the show, keeping everybody moving. You know what I mean? So, like, what you're saying is right on par, man. Like, man, defense, dog. Defense with the Bulls? Like, what, nigga? That's everybody's question mark. When we start signing all these people, it's like, all right, yeah, but can they play defense? Yeah. So if we can play a little bit of defense, like you said, we straight. We good money.
Yeah, and I think the only probably, you know, quote unquote, complaint I have or thing I want fixed, like I said, just preseason. I want to see Vooch more involved in the offense. I feel like a couple times they kind of forgot he was on the court. Now, granted, he's a lot slower than these niggas. Like, it was real fast paced, but I want to see more Vooch involved in the offense.
Yeah.
There were some parts where Lonzo and him were doing the pick and roll, and I got very excited watching that. But that's probably like my only complaint.
Yeah, I think we will. I think you know, letting these young guys who we bought in for the excitement and the, you know, the big plays and shit like that, letting them come in and just get their run and get used to the team. I think that's kind of like the focus right now. But when the season starts, we'll definitely, you know what I mean, come down. I don't think we're going to be too focused on like, all right, we got to come down and get a shot up. It's like, nah, slow it down, dump it in the Vooch. Most times he's going to have a mismatch because there's not that many great big men in the league, period. You know what I'm saying? A couple nights he'll, you know, have some competition. But I think overall, you know, he'll be straight. Vooch will be all right.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I just wanted to, you know, see him more of a – let's not forget you got a big man there. You can post up, basket and things of that nature. But let's talk about Patrick Williams, man. Patrick Williams, we have not seen him since Summer League. Of course, he had the ankle injury that a lot of fans were worried about, including us. But of course, then we found out later it was retroactive to September 15th and that it was going to be more than a 4-week to close than a 6-week. And also Young Bones. Like I referenced a couple episodes ago, when we even look at the White Sox with how quickly Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert came back because they're fucking young and they're athletic freaks. And they same thing with Pat. So it's like great news today. For the first time, Pat practiced in full on 5-on-5s. He said his ankle feels great. He doesn't want to miss any games. And there's a very good chance that he plays the preseason finale this Friday against the Grizzlies. Now, what are we looking for? Because that's probably the only – because like I said, the starter's probably not going to play. If they do, they're not going to play long at all. So I'm going to really be mainly watching Pat. What are you going to be looking for from Pat?
Really just his conditioning. I really want to see if he's actually – you know, like, because you're supposed to say that, right? Like, yeah, no, the ankle's good. I'm straight. Right. I want to really see, and on the defensive side of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, is he going to – because a lot of times if you hurt – on defense, you're like, man, I don't know if I'm really making that extra step to kind of get over there and stop him from doing this. So I really just want to see, because a lot of times what those injuries do is it's not just physical. It's like the mental. It's like, damn, I don't want to make this move because I may hurt myself again or whatever. So I just kind of want to see what his confidence is, you know, where his confidence is at right now. You know, if he's 100%, you know, if he's back, then I think that we'll see him look just like how he did in Summer League, right? Like command the attention and take over like a game. It's just preseason, but at the same time, that he needs that. He's a young guy. You know what I mean? Like you said, it is Young Bones. We can definitely credit that. But also, it's like, you know, you actually have something to play for. So you're looking at these guys. So you actually focusing in on rehabbing that and saying, I got to get back out there. This is like the real, because that shit matters. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like if you even us, like if you work a job and you got a teammate, you know, your teammates ain't really shit. You're like, eh. I call out tomorrow. I'm straight. Right. I don't really, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. Exactly. You know, but you got a team you can trust and, you know, shit like that. Y'all rely on each other like that. No, you kind of want to do what you can do to get back as soon as possible. So I'm excited about it. You know, he's one of the most exciting young players in the league. And like you said, if he can take that step that we all are expecting him to take because he's capable, man, listen, you talking about some fucking like surprising niggas, bro. Like, oh my God.
I definitely agree with that, man. What I'm going to be looking forward to is conditioning. But I also hope that the starters play at least a quarter. You know what I'm saying? Let me at least get, you know, 12, 15, maybe 20 minutes tops, you know?
Yeah. So they got a nickname like, already, too.
I saw people. Don't say that out here.
I was just about to say.
If you go out here calling these the big four them.
I was just about to say, now, be careful. Be careful. You say this now.
What niggas you saying this around?
Yeah, because if you don't have your politics in order, I'll say that. This is the best way I can say it to you.
Problems.
Yeah, if you don't have your politics in order, man, it's gonna be a little trouble. You might run into a little trouble. So just be cautious. It's a cool nickname.
It's a cool
but
nickname.
Again, just no politics. That's it.
but I want to, you know, at least see some chemistry between the starting lineup before we go to Detroit. You know what I'm saying? So then you're like, okay, this is how we're going to try to get Pat involved, you know what I'm saying? And so that's really just the number one thing I'm going to be looking forward to, you know, as far as what he's going to bring on Friday. And then, you know, the opener is next week. Like, as we record this, the opener
I can't tell you how excited I am to watch the Bulls, man. Like honestly, you know, and not just on some like, oh man, well, the Bulls is back, I gotta go. Like, nah, it's not a chore anymore. Now it's like, yes, we actually have a team that motherfuckers believe in, and these guys are actually good. So I'm excited. I'm excited to be yelling at my TV again. I haven't yelled at my TV over the Bulls in I don't know how long, which means that, you know, any sports fan knows that when you stop yelling at the TV, you kind of checked out. You're just watching it and you're like, okay, well, whatever. But I'm truly excited. I'm like already planning on like what I'm going to eat to watch the game and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just hyped, dog. I really am, because it goes beyond just like, yeah, that's my team. It's going to be great basketball. You know, and again, I talked about that on the last episode. It's not about the Bulls being good for Bulls fans. It's about us being good for the league, period. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the best part about it for me.
Yeah, and even with that, man, it's like I'm it's kind of weird for me, because like I'm excited to watch the Bulls, but I'm not really excited to watch the NBA. Like, you know, the funny thing about that is because we're in our third season in 18 months. Like yesterday,
man, that shit sounds so crazy.
Like, it's wild as fuck. Like, it was either yesterday or the day before, it was the 1 year anniversary of the 2020 finals, which was two fucking finals ago.
That's so crazy. You know
what I'm saying? And so it's like I'm ready for the Bulls, because the Bulls are gonna be fun. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to be watchable every night. But the actual league, I'm like, go away for a little bit, nigga. Like, I've seen too much of you. But I'm excited to watch, man. I think we got a couple easy games. First four are actually, the first four are very, very fucking winnable. We're on the road in Detroit. Then we have the home opener against the Pelicans. We got a game the next day against Detroit. Then we're on the road in Toronto, which the Raptors will actually be playing in Toronto for the first time since they won the championship. Then those are like the first four real winnable games. And then you go up against the playoff teams. And you go
especially because your man Zion out there with the Al Borland body and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I don't know what's going on.
Man,
over
your man out there looking like Mr. Wash, man. You know what I'm saying?
If Damian was on here, I'm sure he would yell and call him fat, because he's a North Carolina fan.
He's probably doing that right now. Anyway. Right. I guarantee you right now, if you call him, he'll be like, yeah, he's fat ass Zion. He'd be like, yeah, hello. What's going on? I guarantee
exactly. Damian, man. But I'm excited because, you know, we have a chance to get into a hot start. You know what I'm saying? When you're at the end of the month, you got the Knicks. You got the Knicks, which is going to be a tough game. Utah and Boston.
Yo, Philly, Brooklyn. Is it just me, or do you, or like, maybe it's just me, right? But the Knicks, every time, I get up for those games every time. And I want us to win every time we play the Knicks. Yeah. No team in the league that beats us stings like a Knicks loss. Like it does. Other team bothers me.
I'm gonna tell you why it is, and this is why, because it's a rivalry, but it's really a one-sided rivalry because we always kick their ass. But this is why we as Bulls fans don't like losing to them: the fucking fan base.
Oh my god,
Knicks fans are the most
holy shit.
And I gotta give it to them; they're very loyal with this.
They are.
We've had it bad as Bulls fans, but them niggas have had it bad.
It's they've like, always oh been like, God. Well, at least we ain't the Knicks. Like right. Everybody's always been able to say
exactly. But that fan base, they don't care. They come out every night, they pack the garden. But New Yorkers in general just talk a different brand of shit. Mm-hmm. And it really gets under your fucking skin. So to get them to shut the hell up when the Bulls beat them is awesome. So yeah, I'm definitely up for that game, man. So I'm excited. We have a real good chance there, man. Let's get into this next topic that you wanted to get into.
Yes. Man. Yes.
I'm gonna give you the floor, because you put this in the chat about why you wanted to talk about this, and I agree 100%, by the way.
So you know, there's this thing, right, where you keep on hearing us say it's just preseason, right? Because one, it is just preseason, yeah. But there's this thing where like Hornets fans can be happy about the Hornets. Even Sacramento Kings fans have been given the floor to be excited about De'Aaron Fox's development and, you know, whoever the fuck else plays over there. Everybody except the Bulls fan base is allowed to be excited about a new look team that looks like they're headed in the right direction. And I'm starting to wonder why, because it's more annoying than maddening, right? Like, few things make me mad, especially when it comes to sports. But it's more annoying because it's like everybody is already like jumping ahead of the, you know, they jump in the gun saying shit like, oh, well, I guess the Bulls gonna win it all now because they won this game. And it's like, bro, no, we spent all year talking about how we can't wait until basketball comes back. And then when it comes back, we can't be excited about it, especially when our team is actually performing. Like, get the fuck out of here, dog. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand, like, what did we do? You know, to quote the great Martin, what did we do? Like, what did we do to, like, to everybody, to, like, the sports media,
this is where
we can't be excited about the goddamn team, bro?
This is where I think I'm just going to single out a fan base. Let's just keep it funky where it's coming from. It's coming from Laker fans. And it's coming from Laker fans. Let's just keep it real. It's coming from Laker fans and LeBron, Bron sexuals, as I like to call it. For some reason, I don't, and if I had LeBron James on my team, if I had Anthony Davis on my team, if I had Russell Westbrook on my team, you think I would give a fuck about any other team that's not a threat to mine?
Nigga, at all.
And I think a lot of, and it's also some snarky NBA fans and, you know, I even saw John Holland, I think it was tweet.
It's just a lot of fucking geeks, man. Yeah. I don't like it.
John Holland's a tweet, well, if the preseason was the championship, the Bulls would be right in it. And it's like, y'all got to understand what Bulls fans have been through over these last 10 years. Because Derek Torres ACL, it'll be 10 years in April.
Yep,
which is,
yep.
Nigga, time fucking flies. But
yeah,
it'll be a decade since Derek Torres ACL in April. So it's been 10 years since we've had anything to be excited about. You know, 2013, 2014, we're dealing with Derek's injuries. Can he ever get back to where he was? 2015, it's the last ride. Yeah. We got Derek, we got Powell, we got Jimmy. Can we finally beat LeBron? Got the closest we ever got, and we didn't get it done. And then you have the rebuild years.
Yep.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20 to the new regime. So now we're just excited to be able to talk about our
nigga, and
team.
We basketball fans first. Yeah, like, that's goddamn, enough. Nigga,
I would say Chicago is a football city. Like the Bears, the Bears go 8-8.
For sure.
It's the fucking headline. Like a lot of people think it's the Cubs. Cubs are close, but it's just a football town because the city is split between Cub fans and Sox fans. But it's like Bloods and Crips on that front. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what Bears unites us is the Bears. It's the Bears. And then the Bulls are like, it's a basketball, or the black side of Chicago is a basketball city. So we love our fucking Bulls. And then also you got fans of people who are not even from Chicago. The Bulls aren't just a Chicago brand. They're a fucking world brand. The Bulls are the franchise that took the NBA.
Yeah, like, nigga, I'm a Bulls fan to this day because of what they meant in the 90s.
Right, exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm a Detroit nigga.
And you from
and
Detroit.
Yeah, nigga, I'm a Bulls fan.
Most
forever.
Detroit niggas can't stand the Bulls.
And I used to always be like, I don't understand y'all niggas, man. Them niggas is fire. Like, first of all, it's Michael Jordan's team, nigga. Like, watch your mouth. You know what I mean? First and foremost, don't speak like that about Mike, nigga. Who the fuck you think you are? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even the quarterback in Green Bay, who will not be named, said in his press conference that he grew up as a Bulls fan.
You're goddamn
now,
right.
I think is he just trying to, you know, fatten us up before he kick our ass on Sunday, but whatever. So it's just we're just excited to see this team. We're excited to see the fun. We're excited, like, oh, we have a chance to make it to the playoffs and just go in the right direction. Nobody's saying this team's going to win a championship. I'm not even 100% sure if this team gets in that they can win a first-round series. But it's the fact that we have something to watch and they have a chance to be in the mix.
Yeah,
and then if this doesn't work, you know, you have a front office that can bring in superstars. That's what's exciting.
But the thing that pisses me off the most about it is not just because it's us. It's because you are allowing these other teams that have been historically bad to be excited every year about a shit product. We actually are putting a good product on the court, and you sitting here like, oh, well, like you said, oh, preseason was over. Yeah, I guess the Bulls are going to do it. And it's like, bro, it's just preseason. It is. We know this. We said it 100 times. We heard it 1,000 times. But, like, come the fuck on, bro. It's basketball. So what am I supposed to say? Because if we would have lost the game, you know what they would have said? Oh, I don't know about this new look Bulls team.
And
man. They were excited about it beforehand, but they lost.
What Mike Wilbon say?
This is going to work.
What Mike Wilbon say? My nigga. I'm glad you said that.
Nigga, because I know that's what it would have been.
It was kind of like when Bears fans were getting excited about Justin Fields in the preseason. Niggas, like, it was just preseason. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, if we'd have been out here sucking, if the offense didn't look good in these three games and they're not meshing, these motherfuckers, see, I told you.
Told you that nigga wasn't shit.
The Rose
and
LaVine can't work together.
Lonzo, that's why they let him walk.
We're like, seeing why the Pelicans let Lonzo Ball walk. So it's like, is it Uchiwali or is it one Mike?
Man, listen, dog.
That's what it comes down to. We can't get too excited. Or, you know, it's just stupid, man.
Yeah, we're not supposed to say shit. We're supposed to sit back and be like how these old Hawks fans are when you go to the Hawks games and they sit there like they're on their living room sofa watching fucking Friends or something. Like, bro, we're not going to do that, my nigga. Like,
and I will say this about the Hawks, too, because I saw a lot of Hawks fans chirping, too. This is the thing about the Hawks. I do think the Hawks are very good. I think the Hawks will be very good this year. But it's a much different thing when people game plan for you now. Last year, the Hawks prepped up on people.
And you niggas just got to the point where y'all would actually show up and show your face at the games and shit. Wear your jerseys. I've been to these games, and it's always a home game for the away team. Like, that's a real thing. This is not just some cool shit to say on the internet. So, you niggas might need to calm down a little bit until y'all start coming out supporting your team a little more.
Bruh, and you're the hunter now, so it's different. Like, people not sneaking up on nobody.
Yeah, you're somebody's biggest game at some point during the week. They're going to be like, oh, the Hawks did this to the Sixers. So, yeah, this week we need to make a – even if you don't see yourself like that, right? Even if you view yourself as a work in progress, they look at you, bulletin board material. Yeah, we got to beat them. You know what I'm saying? Another thing, too, about, this new-look Bulls team, man, is, who you have dubbed Big Jeff, Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player ever.
The guy who we named this podcast.
The guy that named the goddamn podcast, the greatest ever. Don't ever get that misconstrued. I don't care how many new hairlines your man cop. He'll never be, I don't say no names. I'm just saying, whoever your man is, he ain't Jordan. And he said, well, it's hard to knock out Milwaukee Bucks. I'm a firm believer that if you're a champion, somebody's going to have to knock you off the pedestal. Brooklyn's in the East. You got Miami Heat. My old team, Chicago, made some big, big changes. They may compete in the East as well. I'm not going to read the rest of that shit. It don't matter. Because that's the most important thing.
But also, you got to watch the video because he had a smirk on his face.
Like, yeah.
Like, the nigga was like low-key hype that the Bulls were good again.
Yeah, I was just about to say, man, it's the details, man. Like, little shit like that.
Like, the nigga eyes light up. We all know Jordan, you only see liquor in his eyes. And his eyes lit up for a reason. Yeah. The margarine eyes were white for a little bit.
And it got flushed for a quick second, man. Shit came right back. But, how do you feel about that, especially coming from Jordan himself? Like, how does that make you feel about the team?
I mean, it got me hype. And this is why it got me hype. Michael Jordan don't really hand out praise, like, to anybody. You know what I'm saying? If Jordan hands out praise, then he's serious about the shit. You know what I'm saying? And just, it's not like they preface the question, like, what do you think about your old team? You know what I'm saying? He came out with, like, nah, shit. You know, he had that, oh, shit, like, my old team. He called him my old team, not the Bulls. When he said my old team, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That nigga want to be associated with us, nigga. Yeah, hell
like, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Nigga.
I would say that if he wasn't an owner, he would probably pop out to some games. But he's an owner, so that's not going to fucking happen. Only time I've seen Mike at a game was when the Hornets were playing. Well, they were the Bobcats at the time playing the Bulls. Like, I think it was D-Rose MVP year. And he just happened to come to the game. Him and Scottie Pippen was courtside. And that was kind of cool. Like, But it made me excited. And just made me think that if the GOAT thinks this team has some promise, and I think he's building something nice in Charlotte for the first time, I think Jordan's actually assembling a pretty good team.
Nigga.
It made me excited, man. And just, it made it more of a conversation piece. Like, okay, it's not just Bulls fans thinking this way.
Yeah, hell yeah, nigga. It's Mike, like you said, Big Jeff, like you call him. You know what I mean? I think for me, it's like you said, for some of those same reasons, man, you don't hear Mike handing out compliments. And when you do, it's always about other players, other teams. It's always like, oh, yeah, this young guy looks good. That young guy's good. Yeah. It's never like, the Bulls. And let's be quite honest, there was no reason to say it, before, which lets you know that this is a new era when you have Jordan, and that shit matters. You know what I mean? It matters who it comes from, because anybody can just say some shit when put on the camera. Mike ain't going to lie. Mike not going to lie to you. He don't have to talk to you. Mike doesn't have to talk to anybody.
Michael Jordan's one of the people, they don't have to acknowledge anybody.
Like, 1,000%.
They don't give out cosign.
The nigga could speak in sign language and they'd take, like, he don't have to talk to you. And he damn sure doesn't have to, say some, like you said, he doesn't have to say something favorable about us. He doesn't play for us. He's not the owner for us. None of that shit. He made his legacy with the Bulls and that was that. But for him to acknowledge that shit, and like you said, do the smirk and all that, I think that he knows, like, man, them motherfuckers gonna be a problem out here. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that shit matters, man. It's huge. And I think that the young guys, too, I think that they'll look at that. I think he knows that. I think he knows that he can kind of instill some confidence in them, even though he's not directly speaking right to them. Right. He knows they're going to catch wind of that and be like, oh, shit, hold on. Mike paying attention. You know what I mean? That shit goes a long way, man. Mike is still very, very influential, like very 100%. Always. So, you know, that shit is major.
Definitely. One last thing before we get out of here. Did you watch the Run With Us episode? The new Run With Us episode on the Bulls.
I didn't. I ain't see it. I didn't even see it.
I think I texted you the link like a couple.
Yeah. Man, I gotta be.
You got one. You gotta watch it. It's like 12 minutes. It really is just about the training camp. And they've always had a good YouTube series, even when the team is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But now the team's good. Like you really saw Lonzo and Caruso and DeMar's basically explaining why they came here. And I already showed like the camaraderie they got in practice.
Right.
And you know, they went on, you know, everybody in Chicago gotta do a little boat thing, you know what I'm saying, on Lake Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Where you go on a little boat, drink and eat, you know, a little team. It really just shows off the team building everything, getting ready for this upcoming season. So that was cool. Definitely watch that shit
fans.
That's gonna be something to watch all season. I'm excited about. So
yeah, shit like that though, man. Just like you said, like it you can see it on the court. That's why things like that matter. When you know you're trying to establish a culture, right? And I think that's exactly what I'll take it a step further. I think Billy Donovan should probably be our coach for the foreseeable, you know, future, because I think that he fits well. I think that the guys actually respect him, you know what I'm saying? Like they like him. It seems like they enjoy playing for him. I don't think that any of his criticism or direction will like kind of go the wrong way, you know, because I think that he's a good leader. He seems to be able to express himself the right way. And then AK is there to kind of keep everything balanced as well. So I like the regime that we have, and hopefully we can, you know, because that's another part about establishing culture is like there's a reason why San Antonio plays like San Antonio, bro. It's like it's pop. It's the continuity. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you have somebody there that's familiar.
Even in football, like the Patriot way.
You know, absolutely. Like, it's the same thing. When you go in that building, you know what they expect and you know how to play. So.
There's a team in like every league, you know what I'm saying? They got like their own like system. Mm-hmm. I think the Dodgers probably got that. Of course, the Cardinal way. The Cardinals mm-hmm. are always in it. Even this year, like nobody had them. They won 17 in a fucking row to get in, like with football. It's, you know, the Patriot way, you know, and it's different things. So, and with basketball, you know, Lakers carry themselves a certain way.
Yep.
And I think the Bulls.
We need to get back to that, man.
Bulls were never that, to be completely honest. Even when the Bulls were winning, we were never like, it was just too much, you know, beef between the players and the front office.
Yeah.
So the Bulls need to build that to where. We're players first. That's what I mean. We're players first.
Players first. Yeah.
Organization. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. Players first organization. Cowboys, players first organization. Yeah. No matter, look at every old Cowboy. They all love Jerry Jones. You ain't never seen what's my man name? The defensive tackle, man. He won with the championship with the. What's my man's name?
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Haley. Charles Haley. He says, like, Jerry Jones saved my life. Like, so we need that thing to where, like, this is a players first organization. Lakers treat everybody with respect. LeBron was like, this is the best organization. I don't have to ask for nothing. It's all here. So with the Bulls need to be like that, too.
Yeah.
And I think this is the first step.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the regime that they have in place kind of, it gives me that vibe, at least. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and like you said, like, it's not that we were ever – that, but we need to get back to being a team where motherfuckers care and are like, the Bulls, we have to come back and establish ourselves again, bro, like reinvent ourselves again, because the last time we had a run, it was like more of a gritty, tough, thug it out type of thing. You know, this time it's like, we're going to show up. We're going to play ball. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be professional and these guys going to actually get along and shit. You know
and
what I mean?
Think so it's going like to open it. Up. A new era of fans, because if you're like a young fan, you don't remember the Bulls being good.
Yeah, you know, so you don't really have a connection to it. You know what
even
I mean?
If you're like 17, right? When Derrick Rose got hurt, you were fucking 7.
Yeah, yeah. So you wasn't worried about no fucking
deal. Right, exactly. So it's like this can open up a new era of fans.
And for free agents and drafting and all that shit. Like that plays a part.
And I have to give it up to Michael Reinsdorf, man, because Michael Reinsdorf is getting out the way and he's letting AK do his job and he's letting AK spend money. Which is the number one thing that you all got to do, which is why I always say Jay Cross wasn't 100% wrong when he said front offices win championships. Now, he was saying that as a slight to say, fuck Michael Jordan and fuck Scottie Pippen, but he wasn't 100% wrong. I think it's a mutual thing. You got to have players, but where do you get the players? Front office. So I think that's what we're seeing being built. And
absolutely.
I'm ready for this shit to get started next week.
I can't wait for that first game. Listen, if you niggas think we was overreacting. So now this is the thing. they're gonna say it was just game one. Yeah, it's always gonna be just something. And guess what?
Just the truth.
I'm not gonna give a fuck, bro. I'm gonna act up. If you don't like it, hey, it is what it
and
is.
And if the season goes well, it's gonna be like, well, they had a great regular season. This team isn't built for the playoffs. It's always gonna be something.
It's gonna be something, man.
It's always gonna be something.
They made us title or bust because they don't like the way that we celebrated having a new team.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that crazy?
My message to Bulls fans, and I don't even have to tell them this because we're doing this anyway. Fuck the haters. Fuck them.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
Them niggas.
Yeah, fuck them niggas.
We're going to have a good time. Bulls Twitter is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it, man.
And, absolutely.
You know, we'll be back in 2 weeks because I want to get at least a full week of basketball before we record another one, man. But we here. You know, it's episode 17. You know, follow me at Barbchair Scott on Twitter and Instagram. There's no episode of I'm Not Going to Hold You this week because Vegas kicked my ass. Like,
nigga.
Something about Vegas. That even though if you're not, I was only there for 2 days.
Everybody says 2 days is the limit.
If you're that third, you're a demon. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like, and it really wasn't in 2 days. Like, I got there like around 8 o'clock Pacific time, and I left Monday morning. But it was just like from drinking and, you know, and enjoying myself and also covering the Bills. I walked fucking 5 miles on Sunday because that fucking stadium is fucking huge as shit. So from all that, I really didn't get to watch any football outside of the Bears. You know, so I wanted to give everybody informed takes. So the show will be back next week. But we'll be here, man. Episode 17 at Barbchair Scott. Mariano, I don't know where they can follow you.
Yeah, man. I'm out here, man. You know, and again, man, at Mariano on Twitter, 2 N's, 2 O's. You know what it is. You know, Instagram at Mariano Bivens. It was lit, my nigga. We back. I'm so happy we back, my nigga.
We are back.
We're back, man.
We'll be dropping weekly during the season. Like I said, dropping weekly. So look out for that. Follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network, man. We've got 79th and Hallis videos up now. So check all that shit out, man. And we'll holler at y'all niggas in 2 weeks. Talk about the first full week. In the 2021-2022 season, we are out.